Section 113, Appendix D. The General Conference of 1896 gave serious consideration to the question whether this section should be continued in the Doctrine and Covenants. After debate, a resolution was adopted providing for its continued publication with an appended explanation by the President of the Church and the Board of Publication. Section 113 is not a revelation, nor is there in it any statement of faith, doctrine, or belief, which by its publication is made part of the Church Articles and Covenants. It was published in the editions of 1845 in England and America, and all subsequent editions. The reorganized Church has deemed it better to leave it in than to invent excuses for not publishing. So far as the facts are stated, they are a part of the history of that event. To seal the testimony of this book and the Book of Mormon, we close with the martyrdom of Joseph Smith the prophet and Hiram Smith the patriarch. They were shot in Carthage Jail on the 27th of June, 1844, about 5 o'clock p.m., by an armed mob, painted black, up from 150 to 200 persons. Hiram was shot first and fell, calmly exclaiming, "I am a dead man." Joseph leaped from the window and was shot dead in the attempt, exclaiming, "O Lord, my God." They were both shot after they were dead in a brutal manner, and each received 4 balls. John Taylor and Willard Richards, 2 of the 12, were the only persons in the room at the time. The former was wounded in a savage manner with 4 balls, but has since recovered. The latter, through the promises of God, escaped without even a hole in his robe. Joseph Smith, the prophet and seer of the Lord, has done more, save Jesus only, for the salvation of men in this world than any other man that ever lived in it. In the short space of 20 years, he has brought forth the Book of Mormon, which he translated by the gift and power of God, and has been the means of publishing it on 2 continents, has sent the fullness of the everlasting gospel which it contained to the 4 quarters of the earth, has brought forth the revelations and commandments which compose this book of doctrine and covenants, and many other wise documents and instructions for the benefit of the children of men, gathered many thousands of the Latter-day Saints, founded a great city, and left a fame and name that cannot be slain. He lived great, and he died great in the eyes of God and his people, and like most of the Lord's anointed in ancient times, has sealed his mission and works with his own blood, and so has his brother Hiram. In life they were not divided, and in death they were not separated. When Joseph went to Carthage to deliver himself up to the pretended requirements of the law, 2 or 3 days previous to his assassination, he said, "I am going like a lamb to the slaughter, but I am calm as the summer's morning. I have a conscience void of offense toward God and toward all men. I shall die innocent, and it shall yet be said of me, he was murdered in cold blood." The same morning, after Hiram was made ready to go, shall it be said to the slaughter? Yes, for so it was. He read the following paragraph near the close of the 5th chapter of Ether in the Book of Mormon, and turned down the leaf upon it. "And it came to pass that I prayed unto the Lord, that he would give unto the Gentiles grace, that they might have charity. And it came to pass that the Lord said unto me, If they have not charity, it mattereth not unto thee. Thou hast been faithful, wherefore thy garments shall be made clean. And because thou hast seen thy weakness, thou shalt be made strong, even unto the sitting down in the place which I have prepared in the mansions of my Father. And now I, Moroni, bid farewell unto the Gentiles, yea, and also unto my brethren whom I love, until we shall meet before the judgment seat of Christ, where all men shall know that my garments are not spotted with their blood." The testators are now dead, and their testimony is in force. Hiram Smith was 44 years old in February 1844, and Joseph Smith was 38 in December 1843, and henceforward their names will be classed among the martyrs of religion. And the reader in every nation will be reminded that the Book of Mormon and this Book of Doctrine and Covenants of the Church cost the best blood of the 19th century to bring it forth for the salvation of a ruined world, and that if the fire can scathe the green tree for the glory of God, how easy it will burn up the dry trees to purify the vineyard of corruption. They lived for glory, they died for glory, and glory is their eternal reward. From age to age shall their names go down to posterity as gems for the sanctified. They were innocent of any crimes, as they had often been proved before, and were only confined in jail by the conspiracy of traitors and wicked men. And their innocent blood on the floor of Carthage jail is a broad seal affixed to Mormonism that cannot be rejected by any court on earth. And their innocent blood on the escutcheon of the state of Illinois, with the broken faith of the state as pledged by the governor, is a witness to the truth of the everlasting gospel that all the world cannot impeach. And their innocent blood on the banner of liberty and on the Magna Carta of the United States is an ambassador for the religion of Jesus Christ that will touch the hearts of honest men among all nations. And their innocent blood, with the innocent blood of all the martyrs under the altar that John saw, will cry unto the Lord of hosts till he avenges that blood on the earth. Amen.